With us is Dave Eigenberg. He plays Herman on Chicago Fire. You can check it out Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC. And sitting next to you is a math genius. This guy is like a superhero. It is Mike Beister. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Pete.
Explain to everybody what you do.
Well, basically, I developed this. When I was in college, Princeton University did a study of my brain and said I had the fastest mathematical mind in the world. And everyone thinks I was born this way, but I was absolutely not born this way. I was just this average student growing up, and I trained my brain in a really fun and cool way. And I trained it to focus, and what I'm really good at is making things up, making them fun, making them cool. So I did a lot of things with focus and memory, and I started doing these shows for kids when I got a little older, and they wanted to know how I did it. I said, well, you really can't. This is me. And once I started teaching people, I realized it wasn't me. It was my system. And,
right.
You know, 2020 did a story about it, and we received more email than any story they've ever had in the history. We got 50,000 emails.
Oh, my
and
God.
I always do for free. And now my thing is we developed a program to do at home, but the kids that were using the program were the kids that were the smart kids already or the wealthy kids. And so what we have to do is this is my training for 20 years, then the program. Now we have to find a way to make it free for every kid in the country. Because if you go online and look at, like, the videos, these kids are doing things so far beyond
right.
what is
thought
to be normal. It's unbelievable. And I can't do it where every kid doesn't have access to it, every school. And we want to make it free and just put it out there so anyone can use it.
Self-taught math whiz. Why have you and I haven't gone to Vegas together?
I was banned.
Can
from
you
Vegas.
Count cards?
Yes. When I was like 18 years old, I went on a show. It was called, I don't know if you guys, Chicago people, Friday Night with Jay Levine.
And, oh yeah, sure. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And so I'm on there, and he goes, oh, I'm doing all this math. So anything else you could do? And I said, well, I could also take a deck of cards and look through it and find what card's missing. And so, you know, he pulls the deck, and so I figure out what it is. I look through it. It takes me like 15 seconds. And Jay Levine, you know, said that was amazing. And then it aired like 2 weeks later, and it aired on the night the Pope came into Chicago, October 5th, 1979. So the 11 o'clock show aired at 2:30 in the morning. It's 2:30 in the morning. There's not internet, not anything.
I
thought no one saw it Friday night. By Monday, I had a letter from every casino in Vegas.
You got banned. You got banned from casinos?
Who thinks?
They're not going to remember now.
Let's just
go back.
We could go back.
Run over to Horseshoe, you and I, after the show tonight.
Right.
Three of us.
I'm so stupefied by all this. Please, he's touching me. I got some now.
You know what's funny?
I've never been touched by a genius, ever.
But, you know, first of all, A, I love your show. But,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge fan. I mean, I just watched it. I had a tape. I just watched the one show I did. I wish I knew you were here, but I did a show in Wilmette,
okay.
And a hairdresser on the show was one of the parents, and she said, you got to do it for Herman's kids. And I said, I will be happy to do it. Just, he would love it. I said, I love the show. Just give me a call. I will be there. Your kids go to school in the city or something like that?
My kids go to school in the city. Actually, my daughter was doing math tonight, 5-year-old. She was doing two little boxes, and she wrote the number 2, and then
that's
she did
great.
5 stars, and she wrote the number 5 backwards. I didn't correct her.
Right. If you have a second after we're done, I'll show you something to take home for your daughter.
Okay.
5 years old. Can she count to 10?
Oh, yeah. She can count higher than me. I'm only at 7.
I want you to give people takeaways tonight.
Oh,
okay?
Well,
and we're going to take some phone calls. I want to throw some problems at you. Okay?
Yeah.
So you can do 3 numbers divided by 2 numbers.
Right.
So
right.
932 divided by 48.
That equals 19.4166666.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, right.
Gosh.
Is that right? 19.
I don't know. I didn't have
that. Okay,
how about
work it out ahead of time.
422 divided by 62.
That equals 6.806. am I right so far?
That's unbelievable.
Okay, wait, hold on. 4 five,
oh my gosh.
One,
oh my
six,
gosh.
This is
one,
really happening.
Two. Yes.
America, this is happening.
Right. But, you know, it's cool when I do it, but it's way cooler when the kids do it. And so what we're looking to do is we want to watch the videos. People don't believe it because when I do it, old man doing it, but when the kids are doing it. So we're looking, we want to find a corporation that is just as passionate about it as we are. So, you know, that they just put in schools and let the teachers use it at their discretion because it changes everyone's life.
Well, I'm going to take a break and we're going to take some calls. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. So if people call in with their birth date.
What they could do is give me give me the last three digits of the driver's license.
Okay.
And if Illinois only, and your age, and I will tell you a bunch of things about you. The last three digits of your driver's license number. On your
the last
license,
three digits.
And your age, and I will tell you a bunch of things about you.
I mean, this guy is unbelievable.
You have a calico cat and an orange sofa.
You know, there's two superheroes in Chicago that both worked at the Merck. Number one is math genius over here, Mike Beister. Number two is Mr. Skin.
Wow.
So Skin grew up memorizing nude scenes in movies, and Mike Beister grew up memorizing math.
Right. And I can't get it any works right. I take 37 takes to get it right. Can you help me?
312-981-7200. Say that again. So the last three numbers on their driver's license.
And their age.
And their age. And you're going to...
Illinois, I will tell them what their birthday is and what day of the week they were born.
Okay. Well, some calls next. Okay. And give us two takeaways to help people memorize things, too,
okay,
when we come back.
Okay, great.
MikeBeister.com, BYSTER.com. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. In studio with us is David Eigenberg from Chicago Fire.
Hello!
And math genius, math whiz, Mike Beister. You can go to his website, MikeBeister.com.
Right.
You should have a cape on when you come in.
I know. I feel you like I
you know,
feel.
You know, I was on the show Superhuman, and it was like the 40 smartest people in the country competing against each other. Mm-hmm. But there was a guy on the show that didn't make the final cut, and he wasn't genius like, but he had the world's greatest eyesight. It was, and so he didn't end up making the cut. I felt bad for him. So we were flying home. We lived in Indianapolis. We went to the airport together, and my son was with us, and the three of us were you know, he was a little dejected. I go, come on, I'll buy you lunch. And I go, I think there's a restaurant over there, and we're like at LAX, and we're pretty far away, and I go, you think that's a restaurant? He goes, let me check. And he looks, and he goes, yeah, they have chicken parmesan. I said, that's not superhuman. Nothing is.
Right. It's like the bionic man.
Right. I mean, you should have this guy on your show, but I must tell you.
I don't know if the eyesight thing's going to work on the radio.
That's why it didn't work on TV.
Coleslaw is a dollar extra. There you go.
Mindy, you're on with Mike Beister. What are the last three numbers of your driver's license?
506.
Wait, it can't be. Illinois? The last three numbers of your driver's license?
Is it Illinois?
Nope. Indiana.
Hello?
No, it's Illinois.
It's Illinois?
The last three numbers of your driver's license number?
Wait, hang on.
Let's go back.
She's going to drive
off the road. I'm sorry. Don't do that. I'm sorry. There's certain numbers that are impossible.
No, hang on. That's the middle one.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
643.
And how old are you?
56. Sorry.
You're 56 years old. Your birthday's February 12th, right?
Yeah.
And you were born in 1963, and so February 12th, 1963 was a Tuesday. You can check when you get a chance.
Oh my gosh. And you are wearing a raincoat and black slippers.
Thank you, Mindy.
Yeah, right. We both have different talents.
How can you confirm that? How can you confirm the day of the week? I guess you can look it up.
I have a question. Do you want us to, should I give you the secret?
No, I believe you. You've been on the show many times.
No, I was going to say, do you want to put it on your website so people know?
Not really. Okay. I want them to look it up. I don't want to do
any extra
work.
It's a secret. To him, it's like writing, like, you know, like making a four-square thing in chalk on in the playground.
Right.
To us, it's like, he's going to go, the secret is, like, it's going to be like, it completely, it's going to be very hard for me to get your secret.
Cynthia, last three numbers of your driver's license.
740.
And how old are you?
66.
So May 16th, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and you were born on a Saturday.
You're right.
Oh, there you go.
Can you do me?
Sure.
All right, hang on. Because I think I know what day. All right. 141.
Yeah, May 17th. You're one day away from her.
Wow.
That, and I put that together. It's just right. Six, I went, I got to go.
Right.
Okay.
And how old? I mean, it's okay.
I'm 55.
55.
Otis Wilson.
Oh, my gosh.
Lance Briggs.
Sunday.
I am a Sunday child.
You're a Sunday baby.
One week after Mother's Day. So there you are.
Kathy, last three numbers of your driver's license.
805.
Yeah.
And how old?
61.
July 19th?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And you were born on a Saturday also.
Okay, you got that right.
Thanks, Kathy.
Hey, can we do a magic mind-reading trick over
the phone? Yeah, go ahead.
All the listeners, if you have a calculator, pull it out if you want to pull one out.
All right, okay.
Pull it out.
Okay.
Do not do this if you're driving, please.
Right.
Okay, everyone type a three-digit number into your calculator.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, I want you to, in your head...
Yep.
I know this hard. Add up the number of the digits. Like if it's number 526, then you're adding up 13.
Okay.
You know, and when you add up the numbers, subtract that number, the sum of the digits from the original number.
Got it.
Subtract the sum of the digits the original number.
Oh, now, that's so hard.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry.
I got it. I'm with you.
And now multiply it by any other three-digit number. Multiply that number.
Times any
other three-digit number. Okay? And
okay.
The viewers could be doing this at home. Now, what I want you to do is pick one of the digits. It can't be a zero. Pick one of the digits.
Got it.
And circle it mentally.
Now,
it can't be a zero. Read me the rest of the digits. Leave off the number that you circled. Okay?
211.
Yeah.
96.
Is it an 8?
Damn it. How do you do that?
That's what I'm saying. The reason why these kids are so smart and off the charts, I teach them how to be smart, but everything I do is fun, cool, exciting, or they wouldn't do it.
Right.
And that's the only reason why they're so far. They think they're playing a game. They think they're doing magic. Because that's what I spent the first 20 years of my life doing.
Well, give us some takeaways where we can memorize things. This guy memorizes lines
for
a living.
No, I don't.
Don't you memorize lines?
No, I don't.
How do you do
it? If you called them and you would say, who is the worst person on any television in Chicago?
I always wonder that.
I'm like, bad. I'm like, I say things that don't make sense. I go like, the line might be, let's go to the kitchen and get some pizza. And I'll say like, let's go pack the go-kart and pick up my mom. And then they'll go, you got the line wrong. I said, what did I say? Cut! I'm really bad.
Really?
I need help. Yeah.
So,
Mike, where do you live? Because I'm going to come stay at your house for a couple of weeks.
Teach us. People are listening right now.
You know what? It's funny because I try to say whatever works best for you. I was the mnemonic.
Nothing works good for me.
I was a mnemonic guy. I always figured out ways to say things. So when I was like 9 years old, we had to memorize the 13 colonies. And so it was taking, you know, because when I was 8 years old, my teacher taught me, my very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas, memorized the planets of the solar system.
Yep.
So everything I started doing was making, so I made up, George and Mary were on the verge cutting a deal. He received 3 new roadmaps. She got 2 cars and a pen.
Wow.
George, Georgia. Mary, Maryland. Verge, Virginia. Cutting Connecticut. Deal, Delaware. He received 3 new. New York, New Jersey, New Hampshire.
I know exactly what he's doing.
Maps, Massachusetts.
Are you keeping up here?
Oh, man, I was lost like 30 seconds
Mike,
ago.
This is exactly how my wife teaches my 14-year-old son. Exactly.
Right. And the things you memorize that way, you never forget. But what's cool about the way I do things, and I teach a bunch of different ways. So kids that want to do things visually, like make a picture, I teach that. Because everyone does things differently.
Right.
And the problem is when the kids are in school, a lot of times teacher will say, this is the way to do it. And she or he is just teaching the best way he or she knows how. But there's all these different ways and every kid does it differently. And so what I found out is teach them all the ways which way works best for yourself.
That's how I learned the Great Lakes downtown.
Yeah.
S-H-E, Superior, Huron, and Erie, going south. It spells she.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Or she-o, you can put Ontario on there.
Well, we also
or
did
C-she-o.
Holmes was Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, Superior.
Right.
Right. So everyone has a different, if you have a way.
Do you know what we're talking about, Dave?
When I'm learning a line, I'll have a hard part, and it'll be like, I gotta go to the simple symphony.
Okay.
So I'll all I can remember is that I got two S's. I remember there's, I gotta go, and there's two S's, and then sometimes I remember,
right.
But then I'll go and I forget, and I'll go, I go like, I know there's two S's. No, that's not the line though, David. I said, but I know, but there's two S's in this line.
That's how I
memorize
it.
That's as good as I get.
Right.
So that's one of the things. Right. Is there another trick?
Well, no, I mean, there's just, you know, it's funny because like when I, at parties or something like that, or if I'm in something where I have to memorize names, I'll make like a mental, if a person's named Adam, I always look at his Adam apple. I just, you know, just little tricks. Like people say they have bad memories, but usually they never remember. Like, oh, I forgot where I put my keys. You never remembered where you put your keys. It's not like if,
right.
you, if I put keys on the table, I think keys, table, cable. And then I wake up and think cable. Okay, keys were on the table.
See, you've got to train your brain to do this. So if you're at a party,
training your brain.
And you have to be prepared for this. So you got to have your radar up. If you're meeting people, right. you have to think, okay, I met Mary. That's my sister's name, Mary.
Right.
So
right.
you'll process that.
Right.
So that's what
right.
you're saying.
And but the thing is, the kids, the first couple times they do it, I tell them, do it in a no-pressure situation. My son is graduating college a year early. Just got an offer
of course
from
he is.
Amazon. But,
right.
But he wasn't a
wow.
gifted kid, you know, growing up. he wasn't a gifted kid growing up. It took a while. But once he learned how to do it, he's off the charts because 99.9% of the kids don't ever learn how to do this. And that's my
right.
goal, is I want to partner with a corporation, like we're vetting them now, that's really passionate, and we want to make it free so every kid can learn this, because it doesn't take kids from A to B, it takes them from A to Z. This
right.
is my end game. This is like, you know, I don't know if this is your end, Chicago Fire, whatever it is, this is what I've waited my whole life to do.
Sure.
And so, because before it was a product, and now it's, let's make it free. You know what I mean?
Good for you,
amazing man.
We'll
man.
See what happens.
This is going to happen.
Yeah, it will happen, because that's our thing is, when we were on 2020, every corporation in the world, Coke, Microsoft, they all, McDonald's, they all contact me. They wanted me to go across the country and speak to kids. But if I go across the country and speak to kids, which I love doing, I do it now, you're not leaving with anything. So
right.
I want to develop something that helps every single kid in the country, because if your teacher doesn't do it, which I don't care, you know, then the parents could do it. So we just have to make it free for everyone. That's
instead
the key.
Of a S underneath your dress shirt, you could have like an M,
right.
like for math genius.
Right. right.
You know, pull it open like
right.
Superman.
Yeah. We call it, or a mensch.
Right.
Mensch.
Right. A mensch.
Supermensch.
Right. Sure. Let's. Denise has been on hold. She wants to do the driver's license okay. thing. Denise, last one. Last three numbers?
609.
609, and how old are you?
56.
66?
56.
56. 56. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to age you. Let's see. You were born on a Thursday, January 9th?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well,
there you go.
That's
thank you.
So, no how do you
problem.
Do that?
I mean, okay, well, it's a little tricky.
Oh,
I can
here
give
we
you
go.
A step.
No,
I mean,
right.
we got about 30
no,
seconds.
Right.
But in.
He says it's tricky.
You okay, can put Mike. It on your website if you want the stuff. Sorry.
I'm going to get this one.
Right.
See, it's MikeBeister.com. The videos are on
right.
there, and you explain
B-Y-S-D-A.
Everything.
Oh, one more
yeah.
thing. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
I go to school for free every day, and so last time I was on, I said, if you want me to speak at your school, I will try to get everyone in. There were a ton of people that wrote, and I got everyone in. I'll do the best I can. Just the parents can't write. Just tell the teachers he does it for free. He does it every day.
When you go to a school,
and
what do you talk to the kids about?
I teach.
Give them some exercises?
Yeah, well, no. I teach parents and kids. Everything I teach is to do out of school. And so I teach parents and kids how to memorize anything for any test you take for the rest of your lives. And I teach them how to focus, how to concentrate, how to think outside
that.
The box. And we do
right.
all that thing.
I
try
that.
To get them within an, yeah, because the kids that think creatively are the kids that grow up and change the world.
David's
so.
Like, we need a private session.
Yeah. Mike,
this is my favorite guy in the world. So, and
what?
He just
no, I thought I was your favorite guy.
Yes.
I invited you on the radio.
TV guy, favorite radio guy. I'm telling you, you have no idea how much I love Chicago Fire.
Go. See? So, right. It's my day.
Right. This is what's going to happen. You're going to invite Beister to your house, and I'm going to be cut out of this. And you're going to be the smartest man
go.
In the room
exactly.
next time you come
exactly.
in.
Exactly. And I'm going to know what that feels
right.
like
right.
for once in my life.
So are you going to apply that next week when you go back to Chicago Fire? You know, the name thing?
I'm in such a fog all
right.
the time. I'm going to try. I'm going to do my best. Well, we're out of time, aren't we?
Well, we have one more minute, and we don't have any commercials, so go ahead.
I feel like I'm tragically flawed, but where does this figure in? I do something like I bought new glasses, and I got them from the guy, and they were not too expensive, and I do this thing in the quiet part of my brain, and I go like, I'm going to put my, I'll be in a weird place somewhere familiar, but I'll be like, I put my glasses here. And the little voice goes like, you're never going to remember them there. and I walk away.
Why?
And then guess
you?
What? I never find them again. Why do I do something that stupid?
You need to dismiss and redirect, right?
Right. Yeah.
You got to say, I'm going to remember this.
I think he's too hard on himself to memorize all the lines, even if he's the worst guy in the.
Oh, I am. I'm not exaggerating.
Right.
You can't say that to yourself, or you're never going to remember it.
Right.
I mean, I'm not a math genius, but I know that.
I just said I'm tragically flawed.
Right. Nah. I mean, because the shows I've done on TV, it's amazing how many cuts they have to make it perfect. So when you say,
I send Christmas baskets to all the editors. I tell the young actors to go know your editors and glorify them. Tell them how amazing they are because they will save your life, save your career.
Absolutely.
Another memory thing, when I take off my sunglasses so I don't lose them, I put my car keys next to them.
Wow.
Lose my car keys, I can't lose my glasses. Right. They're together. I can't leave.
Right. There you go.
I'm the smart guy now.
Wow. You are the smart guy.
That's a takeaway.
You're a lot smarter than I thought you were.
Are you on Instagram?
Yeah, but I mean, I really don't.
Well, we got to start working it a little bit. Let's post a picture tonight of the three of us.
Looks like me. Instagram, Ham.
Yes.
Yeah.
People love going to social media, especially Instagram, because
I just brought a social media person on board with me. Her name's Rini. She's amazing.
Rini. I hope she remembers the post pictures.
I got Rini, Dave, Julie, and Paula, and it's a great team. And that's why we're trying to go through and make sure we get this in every school, make it for free.
Dave, how's your team?
I got me and my cousin Lenny. That's all I got. All I got is me and Lenny.
MikeBeister.com. Everything's on the website. Right. Thank you for coming in.
It's great to see you.
David Eigenberg, Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock, NBC, Chicago Fire. You know I love you.
I love you too, man. And it's been a great night. Mike, it's a real pleasure to meet you. And you are a real wonderful human.
This is a wonderful moment.
You're a giver. Giver, service.
News is next.
Covered everything
from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. After the top of the hour, we have Jim Nance on at 11:35.
The sports announcer?
Yes, Jim Nance is going to be on. You can listen to him on your way home.
Oh, okay, but he's not going to be here.
No, he's going to be on the phone. Okay. He's in California. He's got a game to do.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
News is next.